Hello, Mzanzi. Welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa, and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers and industry people. Welcome to another installment of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body Series. Now, this is a first of its kind for the wine industry. And if you're ready to take your wine industry career to the next level, you definitely want to listen closely. Joining me for a conversation is Corinna de Tweet, an accomplished professional with an MSc in wine biotechnology from Stellenbosch University, along with a diploma wine course from the Cape Wine Academy and a level 3 qualification in wine from the Wine and Spirits Education Trust. Corinna has extensive experience in the South African wine industry, having worked in roles ranging from research to winemaking and wine marketing, including harvests in Europe and the USA. Currently, Corinna is at Stellenbosch University, where she runs the Sustainable Development Impact Hub in a capacity development role at the postgraduate level. Her passion for contributing to the South African wine industry is evident through her work in the people development arm of wine, secondary production, of course. Corinna, welcome. It's nice to have you.
Thank you for the opportunity. I look forward to our chat.
Yeah. Are you born and bred in the winelands, or how did your journey in the wine industry begin?
So I am from the Cape. I grew up in Cape Town, and I was very fortunate to have parents that are big food and wine lovers. So ever since I was little, even though there were much less wineries at the time, we would go out for weekends to do wine tastings and have lunches on wine farms. So for me, food and wine has always played a beautiful role in my life. We all know how they complement each other and they can make each other taste better. So in a nutshell, when I got to think about studying for after school, for me, agri-sciences and very specifically towards wine and food production, going into postgraduate for wine biotechnology, when I was trying to decide what to do, I was chatting to my dad and I said to him, I think I want to specialize in wine biotechnology. And he goes, great, do it. You will always live in a beautiful part of the world. So I have to thank him for that nugget of wisdom.
Yeah. You must have some memorable experiences throughout your journey in the wine industry. Tell us a bit about that.
I have to tell you, just to add on to that, wine grows in beautiful places. So I feel incredibly privileged to have walked the route that I did walk in the wine industry. I was in winemaking for a while and I worked in Stellenbosch and Constantia in some of our most prestigious wine estates. And I was very fortunate to work in France, in Burgundy and Alsace. I worked in Germany and Napa in California, where the one thing I did learn from the Californians is you've got to tell a big story to sell your wine. And that really has shaped me as I've continued through the wine industry. Over time, I did move more into a marketing coordinating role and also the opportunity there to be the liaison between the client and the winemaker was also a very special position to hold and also gave me a deeper love and understanding of wine as a product.
Yeah. How do you see the intersection between wine capacity development and sustainable development impacting the future of the South African wine industry?
So with sustainable development, one of the reasons I wanted to go into it was I think if you have worked in agri-sciences and once you've had your hands in the soil, I would like to think that I'm more sensitized to some of the environmental impact that we can have through sustainable development. But it's much more than that. Through sustainable development, you also have to look after people. So things like South African wine, looking at the people development, access to education, access to training to help people improve their lives, you know, access to better jobs, for example. So that leads to things like maybe a better financial position. We talk about SDG 1 and zero poverty. Once people are on a better financial footing, then many things can go right in a country. You know, access to education, better healthcare, hopefully better nutrition, and then slowly but surely, you know, the wheels start turning. So the sustainable development for me, and specifically in the wine industry, isn't just about the environmental impact that we can have. Sure, we can look after our biodiversity, we can look at the land that we are stewards of, but for me it's also a lot about developing the people and making sure that the whole ecosystem is healthy.
You know, as someone who is deeply involved in the capacity development at the postgraduate level, what do you believe are the most pressing challenges facing the next generation of wine industry professionals in South Africa?
Access to resources. For me, if you have, of course, if you come from a well-resourced family or a well-resourced program, you can pick and choose the courses that are available to you at the moment. I mean, sky's the limit. But for me, what is incredibly important, and this is also where the capacity development courses we're building into the wine industry program is incredibly important, because many of them are either subsidized through SA Wine, or there's a way that your winery can enroll you if you want to. So over different levels, for me, it's access to resources. And I think also awareness of where to find the resources. So I think for me, the next step is to ensure that all the sellers and the wineries have information about the different programs that are available, and then be able to make sure that their colleagues and their workers enroll accordingly to benefit their career development. Yeah.
How do you believe the South African wine industry can better promote itself, both domestically and internationally?
Oh, we've got so much to offer. Often when I'm traveling internationally and I'm in a wine shop, it always is a little bit hurtful to see the small space that South Africa occupies. You know, we're not as big, or we don't have the track record like countries like France or Spain or Italy have. You know, it's difficult to compete with Europe in terms of legacy, but we've got some of the oldest and best soils in the world. We've got beautiful biodiversity. We've, you know, that biodiversity in a glass.
Yeah.
And I wish we could bring a little bit of that magic that we know exists from the South African wine industry to the consumer overseas, because I do feel like we should be a bigger player, but I don't know how to solve that issue about helping people understand the South African wine industry better. Yeah. So it's a bigger problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I often wonder if there isn't an opportunity in storytelling. Is it how we tell our stories?
I think storytelling is so important, and messaging. And I know that, you know, we've got these wonderful industry bodies that try to create a cohesive, united front, and we've done so much with that. But what I also think we have is wonderful personalities in the wine industry. I think once people have been exposed to some of our winemakers and marketers, we know how to tell a story as South Africans, I think. I once saw a winemaker who is now a friend. He came to do a tasting for a group I was helping out, and he told a story about surfing for an hour and a half, and we sold more wine that evening than we've ever sold. So you're right about storytelling, and you know, maybe you're right. We should maybe think about when we talk about marketing and the essence of the South African industry. You know, what is your farm story? What is your wine story? And how can you also align that with what is already out there about the South African wine industry?
Yeah. Yeah. In your opinion, what role does education and training play in enhancing the quality and reputation of South African wine on a global stage?
on different levels. We've got some of the best wine training facilities and resources and lecturers in the we don't have to stand back for anyone worldwide. I was lucky to receive my education at Stellenbosch University, and maybe I'm a bit biased because I now work there. But, you know, we have world-class facilities. We produce world-class students, and that's necessary because with wine, you have such a blend of having to be very rigorous scientifically. If you look at the microbiological and chemical principles that go into winemaking, but then something you can't really teach is that flair that you also need to understand your soils, understand your vineyards, understand what the vintage is giving you so that you can make a wine. And I think that's one of the beauties of the wine industry is you combine a very creative aspect with a very rigorous scientific aspect. And it's a wonderful industry to be in for that reason. And then you add the enjoyment of you know, enjoying a glass of wine with some of your best people, and there's nothing that can beat that.
Yeah. If we look at secondary production, is there enough balance between theoretical knowledge with practical experience? What's your thoughts on that?
That's the age old question. Mm. You know, with something like winemaking that is such a practical degree, you have to incorporate the practical aspect. So if you're studying for a career in winemaking, for example, at Stellenbosch or at the Agricultural College, you have to have your scientific grounding, but then pay attention when it comes to the practical aspect. And anyway, it's the more enjoyable aspect of the degree as well.
Yeah.
And then if you look at people that are doing on-the-job training, for them, it's the other way around. They might start off with a very practical aspect in winemaking, working in a cellar, and then over time they get to cement what they know from the cellar with some of the more technical aspects or scientific aspects. So in that sense, you can't get away with a bit of a training and a grounding, but you definitely need to get your hands dirty. Mm. Otherwise, you're not going to go far.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Sustainable Development Impact Hub. What initiatives or projects are you currently working on, and how do you see that contributing to the long-term sustainability of South Africa's wine industry?
So very specifically in the Stellenbosch context, we work with the Sustainable Development Goals, which is the UN's SDGs for a better world. Their tagline is Leave No One Behind. And we also look towards the Agenda 2063. There's goals and aspirations for a peaceful and prosperous Africa. And we're very much in the beginning of the hub's lifestyle. We've only really been going since early 2022. And one of the things we have to advocate for is the visible uptake. And I think it goes back to your comment about storytelling, where we have to get the message right. We have to get the word out. We have to tell a story so that we can also hopefully inspire our colleagues to make sustainable development practices a priority and to incorporate it in the work that they do. And we'd have to say the South African wine industry, with their biodiversity and wine initiative and the Old Vines Project that tries to conserve older vineyards, we're miles ahead. Yeah. So I look forward to any other interventions that the South African wine industry would like to incorporate in order to make us a more sustainable industry as a whole.
Yeah.
Taking into consideration that it's not just always about our environmental impact, but also about the people and people development in the industry.
Yeah, and that's exactly what SOAP is also about, people development. You also play an important role there. What exactly is your function there?
So I'm on the secondary or wine production board, our team. And a lot of what we look at is accreditation for people that work in the wine industry. So much in the same way engineers or architects can be certified as a professional engineer, it's a designation in your industry. We're hoping to develop a similar system for accreditation for winemaking professionals. And of course, this also goes for other aspects in the wine industry. And what I am most excited about is not maybe certifying the winemakers and the cellar masters, but to place a focus on those of our colleagues that maybe didn't have the opportunities to get formal training, like a degree. There are different pathways that we're exploring at the moment that through on-the-job training or in-service training, you can move towards being accredited as a formal, for example, seller worker. There are other different designations. And that makes me excited because it gives recognition to people that have put in the work. But it also gives a framework where if you're aspirational and you want to put in the blood, sweat, and the tears, you can also get that qualification, that certification, that piece of paper.
Yeah.
That might not have otherwise been in your reach. And I'm not sure how many other industries are as focused on this kind of in-house training or service training as what the wine industry is.
I'm definitely excited on behalf of those workers that have been in the industry for 10, 20 years, 30 years, but they never had the opportunity to go study. So that definitely excites me. Through your sustainability lens, what is the goal of SAWIP?
So what is the goal of SAWIP? For me, it's about people upliftment. Yes, ultimately through offering more training and better training and more formalized training, we will increase the level or the quality of our wine in South Africa. We will increase the level of our vineyard outputs, our grapes, our harvests. But I think ultimately, you know, there's a momentum hopefully that will come with the wine industry that will be a rising tide that lifts all ships. I would love to see people being capacitated and then the knock-on effect that it also has in their families, their communities, in addition to the South African wine industry.
Yeah. What is your hopes and wishes for the body and the wider South African wine industry?
My hopes and wishes for the body and for the wine industry is that people take up the opportunities that exist. Maybe there's a little bit of an onus on us to now also tell people what we've developed. But it's a no-lose situation for me. Taking up the training that is available, doing the resources, going through the steps to get accreditation and certification, you can't lose. So I hope that people will be motivated through their different work environments to start their training journey and to persist with it.
Yeah. Well, there you have it, Corina de Tweet. She runs the Sustainable Development Impact Hub at the Stellenbosch University. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. This initiative aims to enhance the skills, knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry and ultimately ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Now, where there's wine, there seems to be an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan Vanderfent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi. Thanks for listening.